You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We are just getting started now playing Rattle Off after about a week off. Hey, Molly, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What are you doing today? What are you up to?
We are doing some errands this morning.
Just doing some errands.
Too vague for me. I want to know a specific errand.
Where are you going?
So we're going to look at a house to see if we are interested in pursuing it.
You better jump on it. Don't even go look at it. Just make an offer.
What's the price tag on that house? Do you mind us asking?
I don't know. It's not on the market yet, so we're supposed to look at it before it goes on the market.
You're just going to throw some numbers at them, huh?
Yeah.
See what sticks.
Yeah, it's probably too expensive.
What do you think it's going to go for? Come on.
You know,
you haven't looked at comps or anything?
430.
So 530. And waive that inspection. You don't need it.
Listen, good luck to you,
yeah,
okay? I hope you get it.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Here's how the game works, Molly. We're going to give you a category. You have 10 seconds to rattle off 5 examples, all right?
Okay.
So please give us, in 10 seconds, 5 cities or towns in the great state of Ohio. 5 cities or towns in Ohio. Can you do it?
Three.
Ready, and go.
Akron, Cleveland, Cincinnati. Oh! Springfield.
Oh! And then there's Columbus.
Columbus.
Oh, Columbus.
Toledo.
Kent.
Listen, I'm glad you called, and I'm glad you played. I hope you have fun running your errands today, okay?
Thank you.
Bye,
bye.
Bye.
I got the feeling that she was handed the phone.
And I have the feeling that she doesn't want to look at that house at all. Oh, well.
Man.
Good luck.
Hello, Jacqueline. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Oh, hello.
Jacqueline, do you go by anything short? Jackie, Jack, anything?
Sometimes Jack, never Jackie.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Fair enough. What are you up to today? What are you doing?
I am also running errands for my job. Oh. I just went to Restaurant Depot because I work at a bakery.
What did you pick up at the Restaurant Depot? Some new ladles?
Some butter, some cream, margarine.
How much butter are we talking?
Yeah. A lot. I don't know. They come in cases. So three cases of butter.
Butter.
Yes. Don't leave that in your car, okay?
A lot. Yeah.
I'm all about the weird little fun facts that you really don't need to know, but I read this morning that butter, the reason it's all yellow today when you buy it is because when they introduced margarine, they made it yellow. They added coloring to it because otherwise it was just going to be white. And when they changed it to yellow, it became more popular than butter. So now the butter companies started adding the color yellow to theirs just to keep up. Otherwise, butter would all be white.
We want to be popular too.
Right.
Where's that jar of yellow number 5 that we have?
You know, Jacqueline, when you get back to the bakery, share that story, okay?
Make your bread yellow.
I will.
It's a big seller.
I will be so excited.
Say, you know what I heard on the Dom and Jeremy show today? The history of butter.
Butter.
Let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I hope so.
This one might be right up your alley, actually. Jeremy came up with this one this morning.
Oh, yeah.
In 10 seconds, this is like, she'd be a ringer for
don't
this, don't
give her
you think?
This one, then.
No?
No, it's too easy, then. Don't do that.
Okay. I'll give you a different one. 10 seconds. 5 pizza delivery chains. Pizza delivery chains. Ready, and go.
Domino's, Papa Murphy's. Nope, Papa John's. Pizza Hut.
We needed a Little Caesars. A Little Caesars would have won it.
Okay, Little Caesars.
Darn it.
Blackjack.
Blackjack. Okay. Darn it, Butter Lady.
I know. Darn.
All right.
Well, I'm glad you called in. I hope you have a terrific day, okay?
You too. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Happy baking.
Jeremy, say hello to Cody.
Hello, Cody.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, we're all right, man.
Cody's like, I could have got the pizza delivery one easy, man.
You got any butter in your car right now, Cody?
Nah, I got two coffees, though.
Two coffees?
Two? Why two?
A long day at work.
Oh, man. What do you do?
I'm an outside sales fleet manager for a company up in Fort Collins, so I drive all over Colorado.
I thought so. It sounded like it. Yep.
So you leave with two coffees. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
Isn't that second one cold when you get to it?
Well, they're both iced coffees. So
oh, okay. So, yeah, I guess you're starting cold.
Huh.
Well, good luck, Cody.
Yeah. Ready to play some Rattle Off?
Yes, I am.
Here's the one that we were going to give to the Butter Lady, but we're going to give it to you instead. 10 seconds. We need five foods that you traditionally have to stir. Five foods you traditionally must stir. Ready and go.
Soup, pasta, pudding, ice cream.
Buddy. Give me a mac and cheese. I need a mac and cheese in there.
Mac and cheese was an easy one.
Gravy?
Gravy.
Yep.
Rice? You stir rice?
I don't know. I don't know if you stir rice, Jeremy, or if you fluff it.
That's
I
a... Oh, my God. I forgot to fluff the rice.
The directions on a box of rice use the word fluff, don't
they? Fluff. Yeah, I guess you do fluff the rice and you don't stir it.
Sounds too personal to me.
Yeah.
I don't know if I know my
Stop
rice well enough.
Stop fluffing the rice.
I don't know if I know the rice well enough to fluff it.
My wife caught me fluffing my rice.
Cody?
All right, Cody.
You're dismissed. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks, sir. Bye.
I got another one for you. Would you stir a salad or would you toss the salad? I mean, essentially, you're stirring it, even if you call it tossing. Like the fluff. The fluff and the toss is a stir.
They're euphemisms.
Well, one of them for sure. Google
I'd
it.
Say,
Google
I'd
it.
Say both of them.
All right.
That's so ridiculous. Move on. I'm fluffing over here. Hey, Justin, what are you doing today?
Hey, what's up? I'm just getting done shopping.
I'm sorry. Your phone's breaking up like crazy, so we might have to put you back on hold. Let's try it one more time.
Put your arm in the air.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Nope, we can't.
Josh, can you get with Justin and see if we can get him in a better spot, please? Thank you. Here's Evan. Evan, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Fine, Evan. How are you?
What are you doing today?
Well, I'm actually in school. I'm actually taking summer school. So I'm actually just taking the day to study and stuff. So,
what are you studying? You
know. Well, I'm actually a communications major and, just trying to,
Yeah, that was my major, too.
Why do you want to be a communications major?
Don't let them talk you out of it. Every company needs to communicate. It's
no, they
a good
don't.
Degree.
What, yes, why, do you, why are you going for a communications degree?
It's a great degree.
Well, pretty much just because it sounds very versatile, and my father went into it, and surprisingly enough, he actually was in the radio business for 30 years.
Look at that.
Yeah. So.
Did he like it?
Did he like it?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's very, honestly, it's right up my alley.
What do you want to do with it?
Yeah, what are you going to do with that communications degree, Evan?
What am I going to do? It's the age-old question, right? I plan on honestly going into, something digital marketing-wise, it's a very in-demand field, and it's lots of things I liked about it. It's very technical. I love messing around with computers and stuff, so love the internet.
I would go get a computer sciences degree.
Go do into
That's
computers.
What I would do. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and you know, it also calls for good communication skills as well. So.
Okay.
All right. All right. Good luck, man.
Yeah.
Are you changing careers? Are you switching from something?
No, not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
I mean, when you're in college, I will say, I mean, I have changed my mind quite a bit.
Yeah. I could see that. You go to any college parties? You been going to all the parties?
Keg stands and stuff like that?
Beer pong?
Nah, not my thing.
Not your thing. All right, man.
All right. Ready to play Rattle Off with us?
Yes.
All right, 10 seconds. Jeremy was talking this morning about what's going on down at Chatfield Reservoir. So in 10 seconds, we want five things you might see at Chatfield. Five things one might see down at Chatfield, communications major. Ready and go.
Water, sand, kayaks, boats, trees, bikes. Crap
is right, actually.
Sky, clouds,
Crap was a big part of the story this morning.
You communicated that quite well, and you are a winner!
Go, Evan.
Yay.
College student, Evan. Yeah, you're the champ today, my friend. So, nothing. Listen, stand by. Josh is going to come back and tell you about your prize, okay?
Okay.
All right, Evan.
Thank you, Evan. Thank you for listening. That's your game of Rattle Off today.
Yeah.